All right, what is up, everybody? Good morning, Hunter Rowe back with another Morning Mint. Again, live from Bermuda. A little rainy, so we're inside this morning. I think the market situation is going to be pretty much the same across all commentary sources this morning and for probably the rest of the day, which is it is pretty ugly out there. Ethereum, Bitcoin, Solana, all down significantly from the peaks. We're looking at about 20% pullbacks across the board for the majors. Not great. Really hate to see it. Right now, Ethereum actually, well, being hit a little bit harder than the others. That might not be fair to Bitcoin and Solana, which are both more realistically 20% down from their highs. But Ethereum down almost a full 20%, down to 3,300 from the 4,100 highs that we had. We are finally, from what it seems in my eyes and playbook and sentiment wise, it does seem like we are nearing the end of this major pullback. Ethereum especially, Bitcoin currently sitting at $65,000 or just under $65,000. Again, pulling back from our peaks, right around 15% for Bitcoin, Solana about 10% from that $210 peak, so you're about $181. Solana has probably a little bit more stability on its base there. I don't think that we're going to see it really retract much more from this. If we do, great buying opportunity, in my opinion, just opinion, not financial advice. Bitcoin currently sitting right in kind of a previous consolidation period at 62,000 that we saw. Again, if we look at some of the KPIs and fundamentals that we can use to understand why this is happening and if this is the end of it, you might be able to form your own thesis. Big thing I'm going to rant about today is coming up with your own opinions and your own ideas and then sticking to them. A lot of people have their hands out, especially from this run-up where they're just looking to Twitter for trades and then just doing them. That's not how this works. I think a lot of people made money previously on the meme coins because it was kind of just a casino, and it was really easy to make money just by throwing any SOL out there or any ETH out there to meme coins and it running up, or at least having that one winner that outsizes all the losers. Right now, I think it's a time that we've kind of like had the, like, you sped past the cops, you slow down, but you didn't get pulled over, period. So you start driving pretty slow and safe all of a sudden again. A lot of you are going to start speeding in, like, you know, a couple days once you get past all of this. And I don't think you should, if you had a scare or this caught you off guard, make sure you are putting money into the right assets. The larger asset position should be ones that you have long-term strong conviction in, and you're not too worried when they take a dip like we're seeing today. You should be full of conviction on those, or you have mismanaged risk. That should be one thing to note. A prime example of this might be with Zincoin. Zincoin all the way down to about 6 cents right now from its peaks. It is up from the bottoms that we did see in the 4 cent range. We'll talk a little bit more about this and why I like Zincoin at the end of the show. But I just wanted to note that, you know, there is some pain in some serious size. This is down 66% from highs, about from that 15 cent high down to about 5 cent. Keep your eyes there. Arbitrum still bouncing back from its lows. I mean, most of the charts are going to look the same. It's an extreme pullback. And we are seeing some that have held a little bit better than others. But for the most part, Solana's been really the only one that I've noticed with some serious health here, and Prime. It's really hard to deny that Prime has really outperformed the market here. Obviously, the AI narrative, gaming narrative, is kind of the perfect crossover, and everybody's just kind of clamoring towards it. Also, Tau, which has been another AI strong narrative, has performed pretty well throughout this. So AI is certainly kind of the standout here. For the rest of things, obviously getting hit pretty hard on the securities and equity side. Coinbase down to $230, a little bit of a pullback, 5%. And Robinhood, our other security trade within the space, a little pullback into the low 17s. Not too worried there. For the most part, on the NFT side of things, it's been pretty flat. Not as major of a pullback as you might expect as you see Ethereum pulling back. pretty hard on the ETH NFT side. Border PI Club sitting at 13 ETH. Milady sitting at 3.41 ETH, recovering quite well from its hack and all that drama. I'm actually pretty impressed to see the floor price right there. Pudgy Penguin still above 10 ETH at 10.42 here on Blur. Mutant Ape Yacht Club at 2.2. Notably, walking through this, Azuki still having a little bit of pain, 3.78 ETH. But as we look through the entire collection, it's pretty interesting to see that most things are still kind of pulling back. Very notably from its highs all the way at 1 ETH. We haven't seen much out of OnlyForce. There were rumors of tokens, etc., initiatives. We haven't really seen progression there. So we're all the way down to 0.31. Doodles all the way to 1.51. Sappy Seals, 0.75. Wazis, Rec Guys, these other ones that had very strong moments, especially during that airdrop meta that we had a couple of weeks ago. That wasn't that far away. Don't forget that. Things have really pulled back on the ETH NFT side. On the Ordinal side, though, strength continues. 0.7 on the Node Monkey side. Runestone, really strong. Lots of volume there. And then Bitcoin Puppets, 0.21. Rune Pups, runes are, like, Ordinal seem pretty strong right now. And I don't know if this is, you know, depending on what your thesis is for Ordinals, this could be the flight to safety if you're trying to still have NFT exposure. Or this could have been, if you're playing the rotation game, I think this rotation might have been already moved into, as we've seen a lot of those down charts hit their bottoms and now we're starting to move up again. Again, this comes down to your thesis and how you want to allocate your money to things. A lot of people have been asking me, why has Bitcoin had this strength? Why have we seen things being pulling back? I think overall in the entire market, the number one thing to understand right now, as we look at things, is you need to be watching the BTC ETF outflow and inflow numbers. And we talk about that a lot of days on the show. The most notable thing that we had yesterday was the outflow, major outflow day. It's not good to see. We also have FOMC today. We also had funding rates getting a little out of hand and wacky. And if you look at all the other maybe more sentiment and activity based signals that were out there, the meme coins, the presale meta, shitcoins, some of the activity that we saw around NFT mint, really things, the top signal was there for things getting a little too frothy. It does make sense for some profit taking to be coming in here. It does make sense for some slates to be getting kind of cleaned off and a little reset. Obviously, in a bull market, you're going to see these 10, 20, even 30% pullbacks over a certain period before you get some stabilization or you start to go up again. Again, look back at these charts. I think Bitcoin's a pretty obvious one for this run up. Obviously, you can't keep going up and up forever. And we did start to see this weakening with the trajectory of how we were going up. And then obviously, if you go and look at some of the charts like open interest and funding, and then also activity on chain, I think it was kind of clear that we were getting a little toppy. Now, does this pull back all the way to the 50s? I don't think so. It does feel like we're getting some bias here. And it does feel like some people are seeing this as another acquisition opportunity. But that should be of note. And you should be looking at this. Again, funding looks clean right now. It didn't look as clean a couple days ago and even further back into the real moment of that chaos for majors, as we did have that really rapid accelerated run up. Funding was a little bit more wanky all over the place. But right now, again, this is a good reset. Calm, relax, kind of get things back on base. Obviously, just so you have a visual of what this funding chart looked like, in the green down here, you have the open interest weighted. For the funding rate, you can see things really got above and out of hand over the beginning of March, mid-March, as we kind of ran into this current moment we're in. That ramp up, obviously, a little bit of a signal. It's not uncommon to see open interest move, obviously, as we see these prices increase. But again, the volatility, the also kind of just needing some of that support. And also, people are looking to take profits. I think there's a couple things stacked up there that give you an idea of why we've pulled back. I'd also love to point out that as we see these major pullbacks, you're going to see stress within a lot of the infrastructure. One of the notable things was USDB on blast depegging. We saw this as low as 0.97, or even Monday got a little bit lower. You could pull up that live chart, but obviously this will start to move back up. It's not too crazy, because I think it's a liquidity issue here on Thruster, because I think that is where most of this is coming from. It's not actively being, I don't think a ton of liquidity there. The volume, obviously $19 million, not too big. But I'm not too worried about this. Again, stress tests when you see these things happen. The other thing on Blast, maybe of note, pointing out that Juice Finance has a short spot ETH vault. We can do up to 3x leverage shorting. We do talk about a lot of ways to make money when prices are going up. There are also many ways to make money when prices are going down. Juice happens to be one of those other options. If you're looking to do that shorting on Blast, I do recommend using Juice. Obviously, the leverage also helps. If you're not going to use Hyperliquid or one of these other perps, then you can go ahead and go there and go to short that spot ETF. Also, some other declining number go down, not good to see things. That's going to be the theme of this show, unfortunately, which is that if we look at Grail squiggles, we are seeing prices really starting to get hit hard. And it really kind of compounds when we see ETH having these large pullbacks and we see floor prices in ETH for these assets pulling back further and further. Previously, you couldn't even get a bold for like a lower than the high teens. Now we're seeing them go for under 10. Looks like somebody just kind of ejected on this one. Ribbed 6.69, bold at 9.25, and a fuzzy at 6.19. Again, we've really have talked a lot about the squiggle market, but this market and this sector of the general art market has gotten hit very, very hard. Man, NFTs really getting hit hard. Making a note here, we do have the Project Ray event coming up, I believe April 4th in New York City. A note here for the other holders of Doodles, that we have a current holder of Doodles, Go West BTC, who has a big bag, basically noting like, hey, if this event isn't good and it isn't bullish, I'm out. I think a lot of other people are in the same boat here. Understand that date. If you're a holder, pay attention to this. I think this is a lot of sentiment across all of the NFT ecosystems that we see opportunity costs really being high for many of these people. So if you are expecting for your project or there's an announcement date coming up, note that. Another kind of warning coming out, we saw the Solana co-founder basically throwing out a stop doing this to all the funding. ZachXBT reporting that throughout the pre-sale meta, we saw over $122 million raised by 27 pre-sales, which is actually fucking nuts. There should be something noted within this that I think this meta has played out. There's certainly going to be ones out there that do win. I think the risk roar moment is kind of way out of balance. I wouldn't be playing this meta anymore. Again, there was a moment in time where it was a great time to be playing it, even though it was really degenerate. I don't think that is the current time anymore. I think other metas will start to emerge once this consolidation and pullback calm down. Other news of consolidation stuff. I like to point this out. Good thread, kind of running through the culture of meme coins and what that means, and that kind of being that fundamental value aggregation for Zincoin here. I think that comes down to the actual culture that is outside of crypto and how they're utilizing the Zincoin to have a use. Definitely worth taking a check and looking at that. So one of the other things I like to highlight here with the things that we're seeing within the meme coin market are the ability to have stay. I had this conversation with somebody who was working on a political meme coin the other day, and I kind of told them, like, look, if you're looking at the current three that I think have stay, which are Biden, Trump, and the Pelosi coin, those are people that are going to be in the news. People are going to be talking about them. You will not have to be creating that content and that narrative quite as much. Whereas if you're making a token for, you know, another politician, let's just say like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, like two individuals that definitely have polarizing views and obviously some people have strong opinions on, and there are a lot of memes around. but they're not going to be in the news the same way that we're going to see the three majors that I just mentioned. So a lot of that kind of culture, a lot of that meme, a lot of that narrative has to be manufactured. If you look at Zin, something that is talked about, it has a physical product that's used. It is a very strong and memed culture kind of product already. It has that organic community side. It's a really interesting thesis. It's one that, you know, you can go ahead and read the thread here from W. Clemente III, basically talking about the Zin thesis. I think it's a good take on what we're seeing with for this individual coin. I think you could also make certain comparables to other tokens within the ecosystem. I do think that my point there, though, kind of noting on, hey, are you having to manufacture the narrative or is it organic, is a very, very important one that you need to look at for all meme coins, because that is probably one of the more fundamental and important KPIs that you can look at. Obviously, Dog with Hat being one of the stronger ones within that ecosystem. Looking through things, I just want to note here that we have an important mint happening today. When this video goes out, things will probably be wrapped up on the public sale, but OSF dropping Professional Degen 5. Love to see this. I minted mine. At the current time of filming, we're almost over with our pre-sale period. Almost 82%, 5,781 minted. The rest of those going to public sale once that ends in an hour and 15 minutes. And to conclude this show, one major, major note. The last 10 days, these all happened. We had Nick on the boat starting the Nick meme and Choose Rich. We had Book of Meme. We had the Slurf, and we had the Slurf FBI tag. All of that happened within the last 10 days. If you really want to remember how fast the space moves, it is that you can have millions of things happening, hundreds of different events, or like coins, tokens launching, memes launching, cultural moments, crazy wins, crazy losses. There's so much happening, and especially as we enter back into a bull market, it's going to be very difficult to keep track of all those things, and it's very easy to get lost in the moment of, oh my God, like, how did I get lost in the sauce? There's just so much, it's like dopamine as well as things happening in front of you. You got to take a step back and keep yourself based. That's why I like having a community around me. Obviously, having the 555 community has been very special and helpful to me for staying based, as well as understanding where attention should and shouldn't be. But with that said, this is another Morning Mint. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow. So glad that we could do this. And with everything said, stay safe in these markets. Make sure you're making the right trades. If you have questions, hit me up. Peace.